indeed we will. At least we'll try to keep on dreaming of living in that perfect world. If you're like me, though, and you look at the news every day, and I have a lot of time on my hands lately to look at news stories, I look at news stories every day now, and you know what I think? I think this village is overrun with idiots. Hi, Mark Congleton here. Welcome into the Daily Perspective, or the Not-So-Daily Perspective podcast. It's been a while, I know, and I'm sorry for that, but my life is upside down, inside out, and backwards ever since the knee surgery. And something I thought was going to be easy to get things scheduled around has turned out not to be, because scheduling my physical therapy sessions and the like, I don't want to bore you with all that because nobody likes an organ recital. That's what you call two old ladies talking about their operations. You don't want to hear that. So I'm not going to bore you with it, but I do want to tell you that it has been an interesting trip so far. I'm making terrific progress. In fact, I'm almost to the point where I wouldn't be at all surprised if before too long they tell me, you know, you really don't need to come back. Because my knee is doing great. My range of motion is great. They're just working on little things now, strengthening some muscles in some places and making sure that I get that final degree of motion in one direction or another, that sort of a thing. And making sure that, I get my balance back, because balance is one of the things that goes out the window when you have a big surgery like that. So, at any rate, that's all going great, and I'm doing pretty well. I'm bored out of my brain because, honestly, I've seen everything worth watching on television. I'm exercising like a madman 3 times a day. My dog thinks I'm insane, but I spend a lot of time online looking at what's happening in the news, and it's just all crazy talk. It's just, we have, welcome to the crazy town station, because that's where we are. The train is pulled in and doesn't seem to be getting ready to leave. Well, that's where we are. And it's like that a lot, but you know what? It seems like it's been dialed up even more since the election in the fall, in November. And it's a lot like it was when Barack Obama was elected president. It seemed like everybody got along. Everybody was doing pretty well. Everything seemed to be clicking along in a semi-normal way, or as normal as could be expected. And then the Democrats took control of everything, and all of a sudden, everybody hated everybody. There was racial tension. There was sexual impropriety. There was all of this stuff going on, and the world was going to hell in a handbasket, and it was up to the Democrats to fix it. And it's a lot like that right now, because the Democrats are back in power in the House of Representatives, and they have brought this vibe with them that everything is wrong. Everybody's a victim. Everybody's at odds with each other. And the person responsible for every last bit of it is in the Oval Office, and his name is Donald Trump. And that's a bald-faced lie. It's just a bald-faced lie. There, for example, the Cohen hearings. As I record this, the Cohen hearings are going on. Democrat representatives and senators, people there are asking this man questions. Democrats are asking this man questions about things which have been debunked. Have you seen this? Have you seen this tape? Do you know about Trump beating his wife? Do you know about this file? Have you seen the dossier? Have you, all of the stuff that we know is unsupportable and has not been substantiated in any way, shape, or form, they're trotting it out because they want to keep it right in front of everybody's eyes. So that's what the news media will talk about. And the leftist news media will talk about it. They will highlight everything that's negative to Donald Trump, starting from Cohen's first words about him being a racist, and they will run with it. They'll highlight it, and they'll keep highlighting it until they can't get any more mileage out of it. And you know how it is over at CNN. They got like 2 years' worth of mileage out of a missing airliner It seemed to be that was all they were talking about. Can you imagine what they're going to do with the Cohen hearings? But that's the world we live in today. Whenever we allow the Democrats to have any kind of power or control, they go straight to crazy. And they stay there. And they keep pounding the crazy drum as long as they can pound it, and pointing their bony fingers of righteous indignation at people who really they can't prove have done anything wrong. And why? For power and control. Remember, all of these people sitting in that interrogation, in that session in Washington, D.C. today, as I'm recording this, those Democrats, all of them, fervently and deeply believe that they are both intellectually and morally superior to you and me, because we're not leftists, we're not progressives, we're not members of their political party. They believe that they know better. And they believe because they know better, they have a moral imperative to change the way our country works. That's why they're doing what they're doing. For them, it's a religion. And they are imposing their faith upon us. And those of us who know them to be the liars, the charlatans, if I may, that they are, see right through what they're doing. And as a result of our recognition of the fact that they're liars and manipulators, they will do anything and everything they can to discredit us. And that's why, even today, there are people who are up for appointments as judges who are being told, you can't be trusted to be a judge because you're a Christian. That's why that's happening. These people who defend Planned Parenthood are in bed with the source of all evil. And they're trying to make it look like it's compassion. It's not compassion. It's not care for the nation. It's lust for power and control. Dressed in the fake robes of statesmanship. That's what it boils down to. Keep in mind that every Democrat who is running for president voted down, voted against preserving the lives of innocent babies, infants, who survive abortions. All of them did. That should show you the true heart of these people. They're getting campaign funding from Planned Parenthood, part of which is coming from your tax dollars. Yeah, I know. If you're a liberal and your head just exploded, well, I'm sorry about that. But our tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood are part of a fungible fund. They'll use those funds to pay for something that was being paid by other funds, and then use those funds to donate to campaigns of Democrats who will keep their donations coming. Well, look, these Democrats in power, they have bowed to the throne of evil. They're lusting for power and control. And that's all they care about. And they'll damage anybody they have to get it and keep it. And that's all I got time for right now. I'm sorry. I just wanted you to know I'm not dead, and I'm coming back just as soon as I can, and hopefully that'll be very, very soon. Okay? All right. Hopefully daily. That would be great. God bless you. See you later. Bye-bye. Ain't no living in a perfect